And welcome back here to Morning Talk. And it's time for now our Radio Roundup interview. And I'm joined on the phone with Shireen Jorbani. And we just heard Chris Stewart. And now Shireen is running against Chris Stewart for this third congressional seat. And so, Shireen, good morning and welcome. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you, and I know that you were in Richfield several months ago. You held kind of an open house kind of thing, and I want to get, first of all, your perspective on your campaign as you've traveled throughout Utah and tried to get some more, I guess, your name out there throughout southern and eastern Utah in this district. How's that been going for you here? As unfortunately, we didn't get to go to that event, but you were here in Richfield.
Yeah, so we've actually been to Richfield three times on this campaign, meeting with the Democratic Party in the early phases, and then more recently having more public forums. I'd like to point out, I'm not running against Chris Stewart. I'm running for the people of Utah. I am really out there talking to individuals all across this district, and we've knocked on almost 60,000 doors from Bountiful, which is the top of this district, so actually Farmington, all the way down to Big Water, which is the community that sits on the edge of Lake Powell. So we have been out there talking to individuals all across this district. And what I'm certain of is in these political times, there's more that unites us than divides us.
All right. So a good opening there. Want to get your thoughts as we've talked with Chris Stewart just barely about some of the things he wants to accomplish in the next few years as he's running for re-election. What would you want to accomplish here in Utah in that seat if you are elected?
Sure. So I got into this race after watching his voting behavior. In 2016, I lost my mom to pancreatic cancer. She was diagnosed in June of 2016, and by August 19th, she had died. And in that span of time, I had to sit around my family's kitchen table, just like I know families have to do in Richfield, and ask what I might have to do to get access to affordable health care. I was incredibly lucky because my mom was 68 and she'd aged on to Medicare, a system she'd paid into her entire working life as a single mom and a teacher raising me. And that system was there for us. She was able to die with care and dignity because of Medicare. And I went through that experience, watched, you know, what was happening on the federal level, and saw that I had a representative who had voted against our access to affordable health care over 40 times without a single solution for how Utah families were going to see lower costs of health care or greater access. So access to affordable health care is why I'm in this race. Protecting Medicare is critically important to me. I've seen up close what that does for families. But more than that, we don't have a representative now who's willing to take on pharmaceuticals, who's really willing to work on the ever-expanding cost of health care in this country, and that's why I'm in this race. I'm willing to do that work.
All right. I know I just a few months ago had some medical issues and had to go to the doctor. And I think everyone at some point you realize, holy cow, I'm paying a lot of money to this doctor or to get these blood tests or to the insurance company. So obviously something everyone can really relate to there with healthcare and unfortunate about your mom. But I wonder anything else you want to really focus on and focus on in the next few years if you are elected?
Yeah, so I'm very also concerned about this tax bill that was passed. It's an unfunded tax cut. We are seeing the debt and deficit reach levels we've never seen before. I'm really advocating for fiscal fairness and responsibility. So if we're going to cut taxes, we have to make sure that we're paying for that. The other thing that I've found out, knocking on doors in places like Richfield, Tooele, I'm actually heading out to Delta today to knock on some more doors and talk to voters, is that many working families just didn't see the kind of benefit that was promised from that tax bill. So individuals who are living on the edge or close to the edge really didn't see dollars coming back into their pockets. So I would be working towards tax reform that closes loopholes and expands the earned income tax credit. That's something that can really help our working families get ahead in this country. And I believe every Utahan deserves the freedom to live the American dream.
Okay, so tax cuts there. And I wonder, of course, we've got, this is a strong, it's been a heavily Republican area, and it's been Chris Stewart's area for a long time here. I wonder, what kind of response have you been getting as you have been going out and knocking on those doors? Have you been getting a support and some positive response from those that you've been meeting with?
Yeah, so there are a couple things. One is that what I've found, again, knocking on hundreds of doors myself, my team has knocked on 60,000, is that most people have no idea who Representative Stewart is. He's not connected to their everyday lives in the way that I believe you should be if you're a person representing this district. So that's of concern to me. Secondly, one of the things that I have found is that many people feel that they are not represented in Congress. That's Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. Certainly it makes sense that Democrats don't feel like they have a voice because our entire congressional delegation is Republican. But it's disconcerting to me when Republicans tell me they don't feel like their needs are being met. And I think that's because we have a Congress that's largely funded by corporate PAC dollars. I'm running a grassroots campaign. We're not accepting a single corporate PAC dollar in this race. So I am funded by Utahns, I'm funded by everyday people who are concerned about the direction our country is headed in, who want a check and some accountability for this administration, but also want someone who's going to work for the people of Utah, not for those who stand to benefit financially the most.
Okay. And I wonder, of course, like I mentioned earlier, and, you know, it's universally acknowledged that we've got a strong Republican, a strong conservative area, a strong district there. If things don't go well, which it looks like in the polling right now, Chris Stewart does have a strong lead. Of course, you've got a lot further than I think a lot of people maybe thought you would have in some of these polls that are showing right now. Say things don't turn out in 2 weeks at the polls. What do you do then? And do you run again, or what are your plans?
You know, I really don't know. I'm focused on this race, which is why, like I said, I'm heading out to Delta and Eureka to knock on more doors today. What I can tell you is that it's been a long time since anyone has been asked for their vote directly in this district. If I do have the honor and opportunity to run again, you'll see me more in places like Richfield, Monroe, places like Manti, and over on the other edge of the state, talking to individuals who are frankly left out and shut out of this political process. I'm also really proud of the fact that I'm not accepting and not being supported by the Democratic Party either. I am in this for Utahns. I'm running because we do not have a voice that's fighting for us, for our issues, whether that's education, air that we can breathe, a clean and healthy environment, or really making sure that someone's driving down the cost of healthcare. We don't have anyone who's fighting that fight for us, and that's why I'm here.
Okay, you mentioned earlier as well some things about fundraising and not accepting any kind of corporate fundraising, but you have had a lot of success in fundraising. Where has most of that come from? Is in the last quarter, I'm looking at a report here from UtahPolicy.com. This last quarter, you've raised over $138,000, bringing your total fundraising for this campaign to over $250,000, or just about, actually, just under $250,000, I should say. How has that come in, and what are you attributing that success to right now?
So we attribute that success to the fact that we are running a campaign that connects with people on the issues that they and their families are facing. So people are investing and supporting this campaign because they think it's time for change. If we do not feel our Congress is working for us, we have to vote them out. And on top of that, we have to start electing people who are willing to change campaign finance. So again, so we don't continue to see policies that really respond to the very richest and those with the most resources. We need somebody who's going to be fighting for us, whether that's ensuring that we have fair trade policies so our Utah agriculture community can get the kind of deals that they need to make their businesses run, making sure that we're not seeing overly burdensome taxes and tariffs on everyday materials and supplies that we need here in this country. And we need somebody who's really going to fight for everyday people, not corporations. Again, that's why I'm really proud of the fact that we've done this grassroots.
Okay, so you say grassroots, but as I look at this UtahPolicy.com report, it says that you've accepted $6,000 in PAC money this cycle. And obviously, compared to the almost $250,000 that you've raised, that's not a lot. But where is that money come from?
That's unions. So unions are not corporate PACs in the same way that, for example, Representative Stewart's biggest funders are things like aerospace and aeronautics industries, oil and gas. Chevron writes big checks to him. We're not accepting those kind of corporate PAC dollars. I support unions because unions support workers. We accepted a small amount of money from unions, and those aren't really the same as corporate PACs.
Okay. So those are all my big questions. Anything else real quick before you before we end our show here, or our interview part of the show, that you want to be sure to mention and have our listeners go out and give their vote to you?
Yeah, so I want you to know that I'm very available to voters who are interested in learning more about me. You can learn more at Shireen for Congress, S-H-I-R-E-E-N. It's also Shireen for Congress on Facebook. You'll find a phone number there. If you have specific questions, please call me. The other thing I think is really important for people to understand is that you can vote up until you can register at the polling place. So you can register in the state same day and vote. You might have to ask for a provisional ballot, but make sure that you're registered. You can register online through October 30th. That is at vote.utah.gov. And then beyond that, you can go and vote in person with two forms of ID. Your voice deserves to be heard. Your voice matters. We have had races here in Utah that have come down to five votes. So it's critically important that people understand your voice and your vote matter.
Okay, appreciate it so much, Shireen. Thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, like you said, you can find more information. And we appreciate it. And good luck to you in the next few weeks.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. And happy voting, everyone.
Thank you. And have fun in Delta. Hey, enjoy Delta today.
You know I will.
Okay.